Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. If you want to have a trusting, loving, and honest relationship with your mother or daughter, you're in the right place. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, a Christian clinical psychologist and ordained chaplain, better known as Dr. Bessie. My co-host and I will share God's expectation of a mother and daughter relationship to help you with your healing process towards your best mother and daughter relationship according to the Word of God. So sit back with your pen and paper or recorder because we are coming after your heart. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you for another wonderful, exciting day. Father God, we just come to you right now. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Things could have been so different. But God, your word stands. Your word holds. If we just do what we're asked to do, we receive the desires of our heart. Whatever we say and believe, you said simply, you receive it. I don't know what part of that we as humans get twisted on. Very simple. And so, Father God, I just thank you this morning for such a wonderful opportunity to come before you, me and our co-host, to share what the Holy Spirit wants to share, your spirit, to the humans that you placed on this earth. Father God, we are only vessels, and we are so honored to be chosen to serve you in whatever capacity that you ask us to serve. We realize that we are the body moving around in unison just to serve you, to carry your spirit wherever you want, to allow you to say what you want to say, to allow you to do what you want to do, to allow you to think what you want to think, and be the loving spirit that you want to display here on earth. Father God, I am honored. I am honored because you could have chosen someone else to do this, but you chose me. And as a worker for the kingdom, I'm doing my best job, and I am willing to be taught and to be relearned when it comes to following instructions. So we just thank you this morning. We ask that you bless every mother and daughter around the world. And Father God, for the ones that are coming on today or hearing the message later, let them know that you are God 24 hours a day, every day, not just the holidays, every day. 24 hours every second of every day, 86,400 seconds of every day, you are God and you are available. So nobody should be waiting on you. They should come up to you. And Jesus is the way. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. Doing great. Thank God for today.
Amen. Amen. Thank God is for sure. Well, I'm glad to be back. I've missed you guys.
Yeah, it's been a moment. I missed you. Let's see. There we go. I was trying to get Deborah on. Let's see. Deborah, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Just waiting on that hand to jump up.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, because I unmatched one like four times because it didn't tell me I was in the best of you. So
exactly, the same here.
Oh, okay. So I thought, actually, I know I ain't crazy. I've been doing this a minute, like, you know, mash one
exactly.
A minute.
Exactly.
Praise the Lord for matching one. Oh, one spirit, one unity, one God. We praise him. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, because when I actually got on this morning, it was doing something and it wasn't doing what it's supposed to do. And I'm like, okay, now we're not starting the song and dance today. We're not doing it. And finally,
well, see, God's grace, Deborah pressed five times, and so did I, because I heard her say 1-1-1-1-1, and I did the exact five times trying to get in.
Well, all right. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. That's why we're a team.
Amen.
More of a team than we even know how much of a team we are. That's how much we're a team. So great that we don't know our greatness. Praise the Lord. All right. So now, Deborah, how was your week?
My week was good, getting ready for a homeless memorial, which is Friday. Actually going to have a busy week. I got a funeral Tuesday, a boot camp graduation Wednesday, a Christmas party Wednesday night, Thursday, a doctor's appointment, Friday, the memorial. I said, Lord, be with me. I had that much body movement. In 1 week, in a long time. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I understand. That's what happened to me that weekend of the Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I said, Lord, I ain't had that much body movement in probably 2 years. Not in 1 weekend like that. Back to back. My body was like, hello, are we working again? Are we back?
Back on the job.
What are we doing? But thank God I got through it. I was tired, though. It took me about 2-3 days to regroup. You know, that COVID messed us all up. It broke that rhythm. So, but anyway, I don't know what's going on. Cynthia, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am here.
I'm watching buttons just dancing all over the place. It's like it's on, it's off, and I'm like, okay, whatever. We just going to go in the name of the Holy Spirit. Can't block us. We're going to do what we do. All right.
Amen.
So how was your week?
Man, my week was crazy.
Go ahead.
And I'm getting ready to go see I'm an official Grammy audience. I got my first grandbaby at age 62, so I'm excited, getting ready to go to Chicago. Matter of fact, I leave today to go to Atlanta, and I get on the plane tomorrow morning.
Say that again. You're fishing what?
Grammy.
Granny.
Not granny. Grammy. Get it right.
I ain't good with cheering and all this. I told her, girl, when you see that little boy, your whole life gonna change. You ain't gonna know the shift. You won't even know you can go to that level. You won't even know you can go to that level. I can't even tell you. It's a personal experience, like your experience with God. You just
amen.
It's just what it is. So
I'm excited and nervous at the same time. Nervous about the fact that I'm gonna be there for 16 days with this little bundle of sugar, and you know my Keith called me yesterday. I need my mommy. I'm like, mommy's coming, baby. Mommy's on her way.
They don't know until they have their own. That's what mother would tell me. You don't know until you have your own, and then they'll begin to appreciate what parenting is like. And then he's only about 2 weeks old now.
He was a week Tuesday, so he's going on 2 weeks.
Yeah, and he's calling for his mommy. Wait on it. Deborah, you there? Deborah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm checking your hand signal is going off the screen. I'm just looking at the screen here. I'm just making sure everybody's in place. All right. Well, what we want to say is happy birthday to you, Deborah.
I forgot to say I had birthday.
I was getting ready to stop Cynthia, but then the Holy Spirit said, no, let Cynthia do what she's doing, then come on after and say it afterwards. I would sing happy birthday to you, but I dare not put this out into the world. I don't want to cripple somebody's ears. But happy birthday to you. You are such a wonderful person. I mean, a magnificent woman of God. And when I say that, audience, I'm not saying we're perfect women, but we are women that try. Deborah is a woman that loves God. She is working everything that she knows how to work to please God. And that's all we can do, is to do our very best. And as long as I've been knowing you, Deborah, you have been consistent with your values, with your truths, with your personality, with your love for people. I have never seen one time where you deviated from that and played some kind of hypocritical kind of a thought, a movement that I've detected the whole time I've known you. And I just want to say happy birthday to you. You just keep doing what you're doing. God has got so many blessings coming for you because you honor him. He's honoring you. And happy birthday.
Amen. Birthday.
Happy birthday, girly girl.
Thank you so much. And congratulations, Cynthia, for the baby. And you're going to be booked, tied, and collar in 16 days.
Thank you. And I'm glad you had a great birthday. I heard it was going off the chain, girl. So many more. Like Dr. Fletcher said, you are an amazing individual, and we just love you. And one of my greatest prayers when I pray is that we are who we say we are. And like Dr. Fletcher says, you are who you say you are. And I just love you.
Amen. Right. Thank you so much.
All right. All right, ladies. Well, we're going to move on.
How was your week?
Oh, God. I was trying to move on. The audience said, well, wait a minute. Okay, we got enough of y'all now. All right. But my week was good. My week was excellent. When I say that, it's because of clarity, organization, organizing, and God is just really talking to me on lining up every department. We are so blessed right now with the people that we have that's in place, that's headed up each department. I just feel it's coming together for what he has shown me for years. Cynthia kept saying, you know, we need help, we need people, we need them to show up. And we just kept going and doing what we're doing, and some come and we do what we do. And now all of a sudden, God has just aligned people, and every department has a director. And I am excited because I don't have to do, God said, I'm moving you into a overseer capacity. This organization now is lined up that it will run without me. And that's the way it's supposed to be, that if, you know, that it has longevity. And so I'm excited. I am excited. This week I'll be talking to each director and their teams. And I don't even have the words to say, because I knew I couldn't go into 24 like I was in 23. I mentally and physically, I just couldn't handle it. It was just too much. But God will not put more on you than you can stand. I had to go through all of that to learn every ounce of what he wanted me to learn in that capacity in that season. And I don't have it all, but up to this point, to where I can listen. And he says, okay, this would do this, would this would do that. And now it has grown into a full-fledged business style organization. So I'm grateful for that. Grateful. All right. Good news.
Amen.
Get ready. I'll explain it at the meeting this week. I'm not gonna go through all of it now, but I'll explain it at the meeting and hopefully bring those department heads on. I'm depending on this, just trying to decide if I'm gonna do that or not. Only if God said bring them all together, but if not, I'll explain the system at the meeting on Thursday night. So it's a good, good day. I'm getting ready to take me some time. I don't know what, if I have to go in the woods and stand up and look up, as my mother said. But I've got to take some personal time for me. And so we are good. We're up with the shows. We're caught up with everything, Dr. Bell and I. And we're just going to take the rest of the week off, rest from now to Christmas, New Year's, I'm sorry, off. And then I have my birthday, and I definitely want to do something different for myself. So let's get into the show, ladies. Thank you very much. Our title today is mothers and daughters, it's time for bonding. And I am not talking about bonding for the holidays. So I'll come back and pick you ladies up in a few minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, mothers and daughters out there, it is time for bonding. And let's see here. Got to wait till we get Cynthia closed out. It's moving like it wants to move. We can hear you, Cynthia. Give me time. Can you hear me, Cynthia? Okay, audience, I'm not even going to try to explain this because I'm not going to go through all this craziness that's going on. Let's see. It's trying to challenge me. But anyway, our topic today is mothers and daughters. It's time for bonding. It's time for bonding. Thank you for your patience. We like to come on and just be natural, just be ourselves so you can see we are just average mothers and daughters. You know, we come on Saturday morning not knowing what the topic is. And for 14 years, we just come on and do what we feel in our spirit that the Holy Spirit is telling us about that topic matter. I don't even know what the topic is until I ask and it's given to me just before I get ready to set up the platform. So today is mothers and daughters. It's time for bonding. And what a unique thing, because, you know, a lot of times people will say bonding. Oh, well, you know, me, my daughter, We don't have a problem. We are bonded. We get along real good, da 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 da. And that's good. That's good. But every relationship has something. Something in that relationship could use improvement. So you may be focusing on one area of the relationship. The daughter may be focusing on another area, mother. But there's that peace in the middle, the peace that most people don't want to talk about, the peace that I'll just act like this is not there, and we just move on. We'll just forget about it. And that's good if you can forget about it, because, see, first of all, you got to forgive before you can forget. See, that God said, if you repent, I will forgive you, and then I'll forget about it. He didn't say, I'll forget about it, and then I'll forgive you. And we as humans sometimes want to switch the word of God around. We want to make it fit what is appropriate for us, because we want to justify why this is happening. The bonding process is just what it says, bonding, bonding. It's ongoing. If you bond it, it's just bonded, E-D. No, bonding. I mean, every day you got to be rebonding with your mother and daughter relationship. Every day is forgive, let's forget it. Let's bond. Let's move on. Let's forgive. Let's forget. Let's bond and move on. That's the process of a mother and daughter relationship. And not only does it work for your mother and daughter relationship, it'll work for every relationship that you come across. You name it. It could be your neighbor, a member of your family, your spouse, your friend, your coworker, a stranger in the street. And you say, a stranger in the street? Dr. Bessie, how? You know, what I need to bond with a stranger in the street? You probably need to bond with that one more than you need to bond with anybody you think you know. Because the people you think you know, you really don't know them. No more than you would know a stranger in the street, because we give people what we want them to have. No one shares all of themselves to anyone. Most of the times you can't remember all of your stuff, years gone by. And sometimes something will, you'll be in a and something will trigger a thought in your head, and you say, oh man, that remember, I remember, yeah, maybe about 15, 20 years ago. Well, see, it brought it up from your subconscious. With their subconscious mind spitting up old thoughts, old behaviors, old actions, those things are filed, categorized in its own capacity, in its own filing system, and it stays in that filing system just like a computer until you go back to search. And then when you do something, you put in a word, and then your subconscious mind spits up the data that relates to that word. That's that thought that you have. So when you're bonding and you say, I forgive my daughter for what she did or said, and you let her know, I forgive you, baby. It's okay. And let's move on, meaning let's forget about it. We done talked about it. We done hugged on it, prayed on it. God forgave us. We forgive ourselves. Now, there's no reason for you to bring that back up. What happened? A mother said, yeah, well, I forgive you, and da-da-da-da. And in about less than 3 days, you can't get past 3 days. And the next thing you know, yeah, it's just like what just happened. It's just like. And you're saying, just like. But what happened? You didn't forgive. And you certainly didn't forget. Because even if your subconscious mind tried to bring it back up, the first thing you say is, no, I'm past that. I told her I forgave her, and that's it. So you're not going to try to remind me. I'm done with that. And it will go away and won't come back once you kill it. Don't try me, because I'm not going to do it. Okay, then the enemy will say, oh, shoot. I thought we just tried, you know, to see, just to kind of test you a little bit and see if you really meant it. So you got to get that test in everything you do. Okay. You know, even Job was tested, bringing up stuff. So I'm like, nah, for God I live, for God I die. He's God. Y'all are not going to tell me all these crazy things. I'm not going to believe you. Even his wife, Job, and for those who don't know Job, go to the Bible, look up the book of Job, and read his story. Job was not going to listen to that negative conversation. He was not listening to Satan's conversations, his words and thoughts that he tried to plant in his head. And see what he does, he come through all kind of people, came through his friends, even came through his wife. His wife, who knows that her husband is a man of God. Can you imagine? That's what I'm saying. You think you know people? You don't know them. You know only what they project to you. But there's a hidden person inside that body. There's a hidden person inside that consciousness. And if you stay around them long enough, it will reveal itself. Just watch. Just sit back, watch. Just like I told Deborah this morning. All I've known her to be is consistent. And I try to be consistent with people. When I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. If I tell you I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it unless the Holy Spirit convict me and say, no, you need to rethink that, because you need to do that. Because then you're being human and the Holy Spirit is saying, no, I'm asking you to do this. Well, you know what? I'm doing that. But consistency in people is hard. And even with my relationship with Cynthia and Deborah over the years, it's a constant rebonding. We don't, not to the point where we fall out and fussing and cussing and care. None of that is happening. But we are in process. That bond, every day, every time we talk, I can feel we bond because we discover something. We laugh and we kid and we cut up. And, you know, it's just a precious bonding. See, bonding don't have to be anything negative. Bonding is a love bond. You know, just know that whenever you're in the presence with someone, are you bonding? Are you building toward love? That's where you're trying to get to the purest level of love in that relationship you can get to. And that's your mother and daughter. That's your spouse. That's your friend, your cousin, your neighbor, your coworker, your stranger. And I'm back to the stranger. Why do I need to bond with a stranger? Because God said, beware of strangers. You might be entertaining an angel. You know, this whole thing called life, if we can stand back and look at it from afar, it's like a movie. And if you saw yourself, you might be very surprised at what you're looking at. Because you see how you treat that stranger. You see how you were short to them. You see how you had money in your pocket and they asked you for something and you said no. Doesn't mean you have to give. You give if you want to give. God never made it a commandment that you give. He asked you to give, but that's an ask. A command was to love ye one another. There's a difference between a command and an ask. And if someone asks you, you got the right to give what you have and share if you want to. He asked you to share, but he didn't command you to share. But if you look back at that movie and you see yourself and you say, wow, and you're standing there with God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit is just roaming around you, and you're just looking at it, and you're like, you said, see, you know, you had an opportunity right there to help Jesus. You'd be like, what? That was Jesus? Jesus, why didn't you say something? I would have gave it to you. See, where's your heart? Where's the love? We do things with the wrong intentions. Oh, if I'd have known it was Jesus, now see, now I would have pulled it out and I would have added something to it. I would have gone to the bank, got my money out the bank account because that's Jesus, you know what I mean? He said he'd multiply. See, now then, another wrong intention because if I give it to Jesus, he's going to bless it and multiply it. So that means what? I know it's Jesus. I don't have to believe. I don't have to hope because, see, Jesus said, this is I'm Jesus. What? See how we really don't know our own self, let alone knowing other people. And because Jesus looked like he hadn't had a bath in 9 months, dirty, beard, straggly hair, dirty clothes, wrinkled, sitting on a box, hat rotten, tattered, just sitting there, you passing by. But had you known it was Jesus, you would have changed your whole day. You would have stopped. You would have talked. You would have asked, is there anything I can do for you? But you're looking at the movie now, and you're regretting it because you're realizing, how many times have I passed them by? And somebody might be saying, you know, but how did you know that was Jesus? And, you know, and Jesus, who says Jesus does that? Well, read your Bible. Before he ascended, he was walking with a group of people. He was just walking with them. It was the ones that were supposed to be going up to, and I want to make sure I get it right. I think it was before they got the Holy Spirit. I think before they went up to the upper room. Maybe it was after the upper room. But you can check it for me. Jesus was walking with them. And the guy was so sad. Yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit. It was after they ascended. After he ascended. Jesus' spirit was walking with them. And the guy was saying, he says, what? He said, well, it was Jesus, you know, and he's gone. And then and he was so sad, and Jesus was talking to him. And he didn't even realize it was Jesus. Jesus was walking right there with him, talking to him, and he didn't even know. And he'd done that several times, just walking and talking with people. And they talking about Jesus. Can you imagine? And even during the Bible, when he'd slip away, when he was before the crucifixion, he would be in a crowd and just slip away. And they will say, where is he? Where did he go? So that lets you know he can come in and out of your life in different forms and formations just to see where your love is. Are you really loving from your heart? Because if you're really loving from your heart, you love all people. You're not going to judge them. You're not going to try to hold them accountable to your standards. You're not going to become God of the scary type, because God is love, and he's in you. God have you created. That's why he said don't create idol gods. Idol gods, people think, are things that you can put your hands on, or people. No, idol gods can be you, yourself, because you got your own little thing going on, and you so prissy and so this and da 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 da, and you made yourself an idol god. Yes, I said it. You can be an idol god. It's all about you. If you know someone not doing something for you, then you're not happy. But what are you doing for someone else? So mothers and daughters, when you look at your relationship, are you bonding every day? Are you working to strengthen that bond? Are you being loving enough to share and help each other? Ask each other, well, when is the last time you done something just because you love each other? Just to have that bonding experience. I'm not talking about going out and buying a gift. I'm not talking about trying to do something to get something. I'm talking about if you just all of a sudden just surprise somebody with something just because you know they like that and you thought about them. You know what? I'm going to do this because this will make her happy. And speaking of that, over the holidays, Thanksgiving holidays when we was in Atlanta, there was a lady selling purse, different items, but she had an Obama handbag. She was selling those. And so I know my daughter, she's a handbag person. She loves a pocketbook, as they used to call them. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to get one for her. I bought her one before, and it was a clutch, and it had Michelle Obama on there. I'm thinking she has the bag. Loved the bag when I gave it to her. But then she met someone who had the boots that matched the bag. And the person said, oh, my God, I have the boots to match that bag. I need that bag to go with my boots. And knowing Angie the way she is, she gave to the person to match the boots. And later on, she told me, she said, Mama, I just want you to know I gave that bag to, I won't call the person's name, and because she had the boots, and she loved the bag, and she wanted to, you know, I think the person wanted to borrow it or something like that, and she's like, I'm going to give it to you, because that's the way Angie is. Well, this particular lady has, she had the bag, but it had Michelle and President Barack on the bag, and it's a little clutch, and you could not, it's not the long fold clutch, it's the little pocketbook with a handle if you want to be prissy, or it's got a strap that you can wear it across your shoulder. Really, really adorable. And I thought, oh my God, I got to get this for Angie, because I know that would make her happy. From the time that little girl could walk, she was a pocketbook person. So I know if I give her a pocketbook, I have touched that place in her heart, because that's what she loves. At 3 years old, I'm running around the store trying to find her. She sneaked away. And the Holy Spirit said, go to the pocketbooks. And I'll go over there. She's standing in the pocketbook. Mommy, I need a new pocketbook. And she would get the tiniest pocketbook or the biggest, you know, always all her life. It's always been about a pocketbook for her. And so that I'm excited for her to see, because she just loved both Michelle and President Obama. But to have both of them together on this pocketbook, and, you know, it looks kind of like the books and stuff that she has at her house with them. Find that thing that'll bond you with that person, something that you know that as a child they really, really love. That's a bonding kind of experience. You know, go back to that. Go back to something that's just that you can remember. She used to love this. That's going to tap into that moment when they were a child. That's going to override anything that you can do in the present, because what you're doing, you're tapping back in the subconscious mind where there was pure love, and you're bringing that out. That's one big tip for rebonding. Go back. Go back to the love. Our motto is recapture that moment when you first look into her eyes. That's a moment that will never leave you. That's a moment that will take you back to the love, the purest love ever. That's why I'm excited to hear what Cynthia's going to say when she flies into Chicago and they put that baby boy in her arms. And when she hold him and look into his eyes, I told Cynthia, I said, he's going to look at you. When your eyes lock, the planes won't be able to hold her from Georgia to Chicago. You'll be figuring out every kind of way to get to Chicago. It's a driven force. You know, when you get big enough, you're going to be talking. And everybody that know me know I talk about my grandkids and my great-grandson. I can go overboard. And I don't care whether they like it or not. That's me. It's my driven force, and that's grandmothering. You know, my oldest grandson, I was riding the other day, and ever since they were little, I tell them, you're my smart and handsome boy from the time they could breathe. After picking them, put them in my arms, I told them, I said, you just came from Jesus. I said, you know who Jesus is? And their eyes would open and look at me because they knew exactly what I'm saying. They just came from Jesus. They know. Look at me. And I start telling them, you're my smart and handsome boy. And we were riding along, and he was trying to find, was finding this address, and so it was a place that didn't have really a number, and he hit on the picture of it, and it came up, and he says, okay, this will take us straight to it, because we're going to take us to the house across the street. Boom. I said, you my what? He said, smart and handsome boy. And we laugh. He's 28 years old. He ain't trying to say I'm your smart and handsome man. No. When I say you my what, it takes him back to 3-year-old or 2-year-old. He just rolled right back into that space, and we laugh. I did it with my youngest grandson. I do it just to test them sometimes. And they don't skip. They don't say, man. They say, smart and handsome boy. And every last one of them are. Whatever you plan in that mind, that's who they become. So bonding is an ongoing process. Don't ever think that you're there. As long as we're on this process, trying to make it back to the kingdom, hey, we're still working at it. Bond. Don't let the holiday be the season to bond. Don't let the holiday be the season to get that little special thing. Do it in the middle when there's nothing going on but life. Do it then. And watch the bonding take place. All right, all right. Deborah.
All right, all right. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Let's bond.
Okay, let's bond. I tell you, I got right to the end and got another thought. And so I'm going to go with that because that's just so timely. You know, I was looking up the word bonding, real simple definition, saying having a function or effect of establishing a relationship or a link with someone based on shared feelings, interests, or experience. Then I went a little further because I said, let's look at spiritual bonding. A spiritual connection is a bond you make with another person that is deep and personal. It goes deeper than the physical connection. For you to be spiritually connected with someone, it will stem from sharing values, beliefs, and perspectives, and or perspectives. Therefore, it's based on something greater than yourself. And so I had a text this week when I was celebrating the birthday, and one of my nephews, the firstborn child of the grandkids, my oldest nephew, we used to, when he was 16 and I had just came home, I used to braid his hair. He had an afro so big, it took me 3 hours to braid it out. And I would be so excited about spending time with him because I had his ear, right? And so I would braid it every 6 weeks. Anyway, so over the years, we've had conversations. I mean, we'll talk for hours on the phone. I would just call him and as he got grown and check on him, tell him how proud I was and all that. So this is what he said in the text. And he's told me this before, but for him to put it in the text, now he's almost 40. He put this in the text, and I'm going to read it. And this came from having a bonding relationship with him since he was 16. Not speaking every week, every month. Sometimes be months would go by. And, you know, he would say, Auntie, I love you. I just want to let you know I love you. And so this is what he said. I'm getting to it. It was a whole lot. I'm trying to get to it. This is what he said. Okay, here we go. He said, happy birthday for all the talks and advice over the years. Number one, Auntie. Oh, God, did I said, oh, you know, I was just. Now he's 40, and this is what he thinks of our relationship. And he told me, he tells me, he said, some of the stuff that you taught me, I should have been getting from my father or from my uncle. He said, you didn't spend no expense telling me about when you was on the other side playing like you was one of them. Get me? And he said, you went across the board. He said, and I thank you because it was valuable information. And so over the years, I just, when all the boys seem like I got a bond with them, like when I go get the boys, when they was like 5 years younger now, they moved away, they mama say, when they know you coming, them boys be, oh, my auntie coming, oh, auntie coming, we going to get pizza, we going to eat Slurpees and basketball, and my auntie coming. And they get all excited. This has been recently. And so I just say, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to bond with them because y'all know that my heart is with the youth. And that's why I feel right at home when I'm talking to them. And God is like, start home. Why are you going to go there? Start home. Start dropping them nuggets off. Start building a relationship because when they get old enough, they get in a situation, they'll call you because you built a bond. You built a relationship. You're not just the auntie by name, by title. There's some depth to the relationship. And that's what it was saying about it's deeper than just a physical connection, right? And the last thing I want to share, the prayer with the church with me on Thanksgiving or the week before, the Saturday, Sunday before. And so they were saying, anybody want to come up for prayer? Now, the topic they were saying, you need a prayer with, I was good there that particular Sunday, so I didn't need to go up. So he bumped me. He said, you want to go up? He's 12. And I had to go. What am I going to say to him then? I had to go. Went up for prayer, and on the way out, I said, I need a devotion. They said, oh, I only got one. I said, okay, give me one. I give it to the kid. And when he went home, I said, okay, your devotion starts December 1st. I want you to read. Planting seeds. Listen. If we don't put something in the ear, we don't form them relationships where they trust us, where they circumvent and come back and say, hey, I want to talk to you about something they might not talk about to their parents or to their friends. They'll come back around. God said, you just plant. That's all. You plant somebody else a water, and I'll get an increase. So I believe it's very important that we establish those healthy healthy relationships with boundaries. Of course, and that we allow God to use us because he wants us to bond. He said, hey, you're the part of the body that needs the other part. How the ear going to say to the neck, I don't need you? How the foot going to say to the kneecap, I don't need you? Many members, one body. I need you to work together. When your neck hurting, then your leg going to be your strength. Or when your leg hurts, your neck going to be your strength. So you all work together every day. Something might not be functioning right, but if you got the other members going to hold up the weaker member. So God said, be of a spirit of unity. Be in one accord. At all costs, be at peace as you can. Peace is necessary. Forgiveness is necessary. Like you say, if you did wrong in a relationship, you just say, I'm sorry. You don't get to say, you made me mad. Oh, you had to do that. I wouldn't have did that. Tip and tap. No, I apologize for what I said. I could have said it better. So forgive me for my delivery and my type and maybe my tone. But I'm coming around a long ways. And I'm going back when I know I offend. And I say, I'm sorry, because I want to have a relationship, especially with the people I work with, because I'm there 40 hours a week or better. So those people count, too, with the bonding and relationships. God says, I want you to be effective wherever you plant it, prosper. Wherever you at, boom. So he wants us to be in relationships and to be able to be that person that they'll come to when they don't go to nobody else because you done built the bond with them, you done built a relationship. They trust you with the information. They trust you with their secrets. They trust you with their concerns. Not that you God by far, but they know that you got a connection with God and that God has gave you something that stands out from somebody else. So be encouraged, everybody. There ain't gonna always be peaches and cream. It's not gonna always feel good, but be the first one to say, I'm sorry. Keep that bond established. It's like if God wanted to be like adhesive, like glue, sticking together. Amen.
Amen. Wow. That's good, Deborah. You know, that you said some key words. One was being able to bond with the young people and starting at home. We want to go out and save the world. And that's the message God gave me this week when I was talking to someone. Is that, you know, he's telling me this over the years, but he's telling me this message that we're driving for 2024 is individual mothers. Take care of your house. We can't save no one else's house but our own. Focus on every mother focusing on their own household, and it'll get done. We could do it in one day if every mother agreed. And sign the petition, say, today I'm bringing all my kids together, Zoom, in person, whatever. I'm going to focus on my child. And he's already given me the concept on how to make that happen. One day can make a change. And we'll talk about that later. Thank you for sharing, Deborah. Let's get to Cynthia so she can have some time. I don't want to talk too much. Thank you. That was good.
Absolutely good stuff, Deborah. And just to bring in my two cents, you know, Dr. B, just for the audience, your scripture came out of Luke. I want to say, I thought I cut and pasted it, but I forgot. But it did come out of Luke about Jesus walking, and they didn't recognize him, and he was right with them all the time. And that's one of the things that I
thank you.
Live by. I know that God is with us, and sometimes people don't recognize you for who you are in Christ, and they can be tempted to distance themselves because you're constantly I don't want to say constantly reminding them of something that perhaps they desire but don't know how to get there. And so when we look at people and the bond has been broken and you don't know how to fix it, you just have to trust God that he will fix it because you only have control of yourself. And so I said all of that to say this. God tells us in Scripture to be at peace with people as much as we can. And so when you are being the best person that you can be and someone else has an ult against you, you have no control of that other person. But if you want to be in relationship with that person, you will give them the space that they need to come around. And when you give them that space, and Deborah was very pointed about the definition of bonding, it's a nurturing thing of a relationship. And the mere fact that my son said, and he's 35 years old, I need my mommy. That tells me that I have a bond with him from the time he was a baby. He went back to that child likeness, telling me he need his mommy. And you think you had a smile on your face when your baby said, when he said, yeah, I had such a big smile on my face when my baby said, I need my mommy. Hmm. And so that tells me that I have a bond like no other. And he always tells me, he said, Mom, and just like you, Dr. Fletcher, also, I've always told him my boys that they were handsome and that they were loved and that nobody can take that away from them. You're my smart and handsome boy. I've always said that as well. And that creates an imprint in their mind that they know that they are loved. They know that they have somebody that they can turn to when life happens. When life happens and you have a bond with somebody, you're the first person that person calls with significant life happenings. And that's the kind of bonds we want with our mothers. That's the kind of bonds we want with our sisters. That's the kind of bond we want with those who are closest to us. And unfortunately, sometimes it escapes us because people are people, and we have to just allow people to be people, and it's okay. But as far as you're concerned, you be at peace with them. You be at peace. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 tells us it is better, two is better than one. If you just got one person that you bond with, you're going to have a better life. God intended for us to be in bond and in relationship with our mothers, with our daughters, but sometimes life gets in the way. But it is not worth you not having a relationship because you think they wrong you, or they think you may have wronged them. Do your part. Do your part. Apologize. Reach out to them. I promise you, you will be at peace. And that's all God tells us to do. Be at peace with people as much as we can. Thank you for letting me share.
Amen, amen. Yep. It's, you know, when you said that, Keith, you know, mothers and daughters out there, you know, we are mothers and daughters based on, that's the mandate that God gave me. And a lot of times people say, well, what about mothers and sons? And what about fathers and sons? And I said, well, they're all inclusive because everybody comes from a mother. Everybody comes from that female first. And then she gets the title mother. But before she was a mother, she was a daughter. So you walk through the daughter, the life of a daughter. And then God may choose you to be, to take on another role, the life of a mother. And so now you got a dual role. You're the daughter, you're the mother. You know how that works. But that mother has to be the mother the same for the daughter as she does for the son. So when we're talking about that, we're talking about the same principles that actually works for the son. And a lot of times when we say, well, you know, I'd like to be a part, but I don't have a daughter. But you are a daughter. My daughter has two sons, but she's my daughter. And I still have those two, those grandsons that we are raising to be the same quality person as if she had had two daughters. You don't just get to not raise that person to be the same quality person. So for him to say, I need my mommy, that speaks volumes, because he realized, I got a human that's dependent on me. A human that's dependent on me. And that thing probably hit him, and he's like, I know who I need to call. It's a blessing when your children can look up and think, oh, I need to call my mommy, and my mommy shows up. That is awesome. That is awesome. Young lady told me yesterday, Cynthia and Deborah, she said, I told your mother how I thank you. I thank your mother because of your mother and the words that she's poured into me. I'm the person that I am, that I'm growing into. And that reminded me when Joy did an interview with me and Angie. And when she asked Angie, she said, your mom's got all these things going on. You must be very proud. She said, I'm not proud of the television, radio, the magazine, the books, the community. I'm not proud of any of that. She said, not that I'm not proud of it. She said, but I'm most proud. Let me just say what she said, because she'll get me if she hear me. She said, I'm proud of all of that. She said, but what I'm most proud of is that when someone tells me, I spoke to your mom and my life changed. She said, now that I'm most proud of, because it lets me know that someone got a life-shifting change. They, you know, because I know she said something about God to him, and that's what really I'm most proud of. So, you know, as we go along, and Deborah, you know, you're looking at it, says, you know, I may not be a physical mom, but see, God knew you had the mothering in you, and he sent you the children to mother. That's why you're so connected to children. It's because you're the mother of many. All right, ladies, that's my word. Gotta go. Time is up. Hold 1 second. I'll be right back.
Thank you for joining us at the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, the place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. If you would like to ask Dr. Bessie a question about your mother and daughter relationship, go to contact@matriarchnow.com. That's matriarchnow.com. May the Lord bless your mother and daughter relationship. Blessings. The Mother and Daughter Roundtable is brought to you by Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries. If you'd like to make a donation, visit matriarchnow.com.
All right, ladies, that's our show. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Hey, fella.
Hey.
I meant to call you before I got on the radio this morning. I'm going to have to wait because I went to the dentist yesterday and didn't realize I was going to run into, I kind of knew because the Lord told me it was going to happen, but I didn't say anything. I was just waiting to see. And then I had something happen. She had to charge me more money than I had anticipated.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to have to go get some more money from the bank on Monday. Yeah, I found out what was going on with my tooth. The lowest, I was like, Lord, this has been going on. I had that feeling in my mouth since the 10th grade. And God told me, said, the problem you're having, because I said, God, what is it? And, brush my teeth. I'm doing my mouth still tasting bad. And he said, it's dealing with that tooth. And when she was doing the deep clean, the whole thing crumbled. And she said it had decayed down in there. And the Lord had told me that, and I didn't tell her, I just waited. The Lord said it decayed. And so then we had to go through a whole nother process. And that's why I asked Angie to go with me, because I just knew something was going to come up. I didn't know what it was going to be, you know what I mean? But I needed to have somebody just in case. And so I didn't even tell her what God had told me. I just went on and see, and everything God told me, it turned out. And she said, when I touched it, the whole thing fell, and I ain't going to tell you. She said it was impact. It was decay down in there. And all the time, and I've just been to her about, what, March for cleaning. But it didn't fall apart then. But she said it was like a gap in it, and food had gotten in it, and it had went all the way down to my gums. Nobody ever found it. And so God showed it to me, and it just fell off in her hand. So then she had to do a repair. And so now I got to go back, and she fixed it temporarily. And then next year, I'll go back for the other part of my cleaning, but then right about February, then I told her, I said, January, well, latter part of January, we're letting her build, because she's going to have to build it because it's so deep down in there. They don't have no gum to hold it up, so. But I'm just glad. I was like, Lord, I got to talk and all this stuff going on. And the Lord said, the devil been trying to keep you from talking to spread the gospel. And, you know, he attacks in all kind of ways. But I just keep going, try to take my eyes, my feet. I said, Lord, that's a struggle in life, man. I'm telling you, this journey we on. But I was telling Angie, I met this lady that had cancer 35 years ago. Mother died of cancer, and a father, and then she had cancer. And she said, I was the most focused person on what to eat, you know, watching what I eat, what they tell. And her grandmother had worked for this doctor, and the doctor told her grandmother, tell her to give me a call and come out to see me. She went to see the man, and the man said, can you give me 90 days? And she said, yeah. But she said she was not going to take chemo. She was not going to do all that stuff because she saw mother took it, the dad took it, and they all died. So she was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And he put her on a regimen of oils. Like, you know, like if they tell you cloves, they eat so many cloves. Well, this is the oil from each one of those plants. And she takes, and you tell her what you're going through, and she'll take the oils and tell you what mixture to have, and you just put the oil in your water and drink it. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. And she said, I'm 35 year cancer free, and that's all I do is I make sure. And she's been teaching it. She's a member of Bill Winston's church. So Bill had her teaching it at his church and for years. And that's when I said, I remembered her. Because when I went to Bill Winston's church, you know, I got introduced to a lot of people. And I was thinking, that's where I remember her from. So she's been teaching it for a long time. And I told Angie, it's like, you know, I thought about your mom. They got this thing that you can put on your knee. Dr. Val was using it. You know, just the first, she had a sample pack. Cynthia used it. Cynthia said, oh, I'm ordering this. Dr. Val was having Charlie horses and pain. I would like you to talk to her. If you want to, just to hear what she has to say.
Okay. Yeah, yes, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, I'm going to give her your number and have her call you. And I told Angie about it. And I'm telling you, these oils and what it is, to me, you know, God said the plants, but we can't eat enough greens to do it. It has to come.
I just bought some plants. A plant, I ain't gonna say some, but a plant that I saw that I read. I don't know how I ran into it, but you boil the leaves and you drink the. It's like, it looked like a tea.
Sour sap.
Yeah,
sour sap is good, but this right here is when they squeeze the juice out of it. So you get, it's so strong. I mean, it's like a million times stronger than you can get from the leaf.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk to them.
Yeah. This is going to help you. Just because you're talking to somebody who live it. Who live it. Her name is Minister Audrey. You want, let me know when you want to talk to her, and I'll make that happen. Or you want me to have her call you, because she'll call you. Or you,
yeah,
you want me to have her, you call her, or you want me to have her call you, or you want me to
have her call me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate to give out numbers, but.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, what I can do is that I can call her and introduce you to her. If you want me to.
Okay. Probably later on would be better. I'm finna go try to change his oil.
Oh, no, no, no. Go ahead. Just whenever you ready. And
okay.
And I'm telling you, I have ordered my oils, and I have them in here. And I'm telling you, I feel so good. I feel clean on the inside. I feel clean on the inside. It builds your cells. You know, she'll know which ones that you need. And she's, like I said, 35 years. She's a black female. She knows and have not had cancer. She went back to the doctor, and the doctor was like, boom. She was like, mm-mm. I followed exactly what that doctor told her to do. And her grandma had worked for that doctor for years. And she said, I'm 35 years, and I'm here, cancer-free and living a good life. So just turned 60. They should say she turned 66, something like that. Looking like she's 30-something. Them old girl. I was like, look, and it goes right back. God said our medicine come from the plants. And these are all plants. Frankincense, you know about frankincense. I have the frankincense. I have the clove. Boy, that stuff is potent, man. You can just touch your tongue on it, and it's just like, wow. It is so strong. So you getting the blood of the plant. I'll put it like that. All right, so when let me know I want to tell people, but I ain't trying to push nothing. I'm just, when I went to that conference, I met her, and I've been doing it ever since I went to, remember I went to Orlando? I met her then, and so I've been taking my peppermint and water. She just takes it and put it in a bottle of water and drink on it all day. You know, you just put your cup of whatever it is that she tell you. You put it together, put it in a bottle of water, and you just walk around and drink your water. And that's how you get your food for the day. It's considered food.
Okay. All right. I'd be happy to talk to her.
Okay, babe. All right, then.
Okay.
I love you, and thank you, and I appreciate you. And I'm going to go get the batteries, and then I'm going to have them in my car. And that way we can just run out there sometime and put them in there. You know, whenever you get a chance, I'll just run and get them and then meet you at that place. Just whenever. I apologize. I didn't know I was going to spend.
Okay.
I didn't know I was going to. I had my little dollars together, and when she said that increased the money. So I'm like, okay, can't do it. But I love you.
All right, love you too.
All right, babe. Bye-bye.
All right.
I do want to look at that. Period. You can look at it on Monday if you want. Period. Blessings.
Thank you.
What about 2 o'clock? Blessings. That would be wonderful. Exclamation point. I will work on it probably Monday just to do a couple checklist things that I would want you to look at. Comma, a check on for me. Period. And you could do it at your convenience. I truly appreciate you. Exclamation point. Blessings.
Sorry. But the person you called has a voice.
I was trying to see what was the restrictions for this property before we make an appointment, period. It mentions retreat in it, so I just wanted to make sure, period. I'm not trying to make you work today. You might want to check Monday morning before we go. Period. Thank you. Have a blessed and prosperous weekend. Venetian Point, blessings.
Thank you for calling Guarantee Rate Infinity. You have reached us after business hours. Please call back during our normal business hours, 8:30 a.m., 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
With it, explanation point. I just didn't want to waste your time. Explanation point. It looks great. Explanation point. Let's go. Let's do it. Explanation point. Blessings. I confirm. Comma smile. You know, I ain't playing with it, comma. You see what time I was up looking at land? It's almost 2 o'clock. Comma, smile. Thanks for the support. Blessing. Hello.
Hello.
Got them meatballs.
Yes. And why you dare get me some cups and plates? And you don't just get the meatballs now. You know, you got to have a pan to put them in. You got to have the sauce. And I put some jelly in them. Lord have mercy, this boy here.
Hey, what mama's for? What daughter's for?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Hey, that's what family, that's family. Thank God we got family. Thank God they want to be around you. Thank God they want you to be in their life. So many people don't have their children in their life. And for whatever reason, I tell them, I say, you got to go back to back when you, or did you put anything in? Did you put, you know, try to skip up, act like somebody doing you wrong? No, something, you missed something back there. God gave you a clean slate. And what did you do? I was on the radio this morning talking about, you know, the thing was about bonding, mothers and daughters bonding. And I said, you know, that's a process you have to do every day. You can't live on what you did yesterday. Every day is a bonding experience. You got to have a conversation. You do something, say, you know, you're bonding. And I told my, and I was telling about with my grandkids. I said, you know, my oldest one's 28 years old. And I said to Jared the other day, when he did someone at that address and he hit the picture and we started laughing. He said, yeah, okay, see, this is going to take us to the street, the house right across the street. This house was right across the street from it. I said, you go ahead, just smart self. I said, you know that what? He said, smart and handsome boy. And I told him, I said, that takes us back. So when he was 3 years old or 2 years old, when he was saying that, because, you know, most people say smart and handsome man. I know he don't say that. He says smart and handsome boy because that's where we bond at. That's a connection for us. And you have to build those things. And then I shared something. I don't want to tell you because if I tell you I'll be revealing something I don't want you to know right at the moment. But I was sharing something about you. And as a little girl, I said, so I did something. I said, she don't know about it right now, but it'll take her back to when she was a little girl. And then with Josh, I said the same thing to Josh. We was doing something, and I said, you know what? He said, smart and handsome boy. I said, see, that in itself is where you got to go. You got to go back to the times when you had that moment when it's pure love, when they were children, that helps you connect with that bonding every day. So Deborah was talking about her nephew. She said he's turned 40, and her birthday was this week, and he was thanking her for all the conversations and the things that she taught him his father should have been teaching him, you know, but undoubtedly his father wasn't in his life. And he just thanked her for all the conversations and all the wisdom and knowledge. Because, you know, Deborah was out there in the street from a little 13, 14 years old. She an educator. She said, I don't have any children, but my God told her, start at home. Now they're trying to save somebody else's children. Start at home. You got nephews. And he said, you're my number one auntie. Deborah said, now that did it for me. That took me right on over. That was so funny. My number one auntie. Yeah, but I said, they know how to get you now. Josh, man, you my favorite. All my grandmothers, you my favorite. So I said, that nigga know how to roll with you, boy. I ain't mad at him. Love the one you with, but I believe in them. He love them all, but I'm his favorite. I believe him. You know, that was too funny. I believe him. Sure enough. Yeah. Oh, God, I tell you, life is something else. But yeah, it's good. They call on you, and they know, you know, you go fix those meatballs. He know they love them. Like I was saying, I was thinking, I moved around the house yesterday. I said, Lord have mercy, Jay. Yeah, because see, I'm gonna have some chitlins for Christmas too. And he asked me now if I'll do them. Yeah, and see, well, what about the? I said, well, you need to put hog maws in them. That's No, I was telling him. I said you need to put hog moss in the chitlins because, you know, he said they be, you know, like you eat them up so fast. I said, well, that's why people put hog moss in them because hog moss stretch it out a little bit. You know what I mean? And it's got a little bit more consistency in the chew and fill you up quicker. Yeah, he said that's what the guy said it worked. Did you put in the hog moss in them? Hey, the hog moss? I thought that was the chitlins. She said, no, the hog moss go with the chitlins. He said, what's the hog moss? I said, that's the stomach. So, yeah, I'm going to put some hog moss in the ones I do for Christmas and put some hog moss. Wait, that finished. I said, okay. That's what you do. You'll put some hog moss in them. You know, that nigga ain't cooking no chitlins. He ain't asked me to cook them. He just know I'm going to cook them.
Well, you got to check and see because he might, if he
say
he have some, he might
be have
somebody cooking.
Well, if he do, that's fine.
That's what
I ain't jumping up and down to cook no hot, no chitlins, but I will do it for him. But if you got somebody cooking them, hey, say, la B, I'm happy for you. And old Blue talking about, well, see, we need to do about 50 pounds. Like, are y'all cleaning? Y'all cleaning them? But yeah. I'll check with him. Yeah, girl, you know Jared. Jared, you got the money? I ain't got it. Jared, you cook, so you going to cook the chili? I ain't cooking them. Thought you was cooking them. You know, he always assumed that he know we gonna do it. It's as big as anything. Yeah, I'm having some chitlins for Christmas too.
I don't know. Somebody ain't gonna cook them. I ain't no vessel.
Well, that's good. If you got somebody know how to cook them, I say go ahead, get her done. I ain't offended, boo. Trust me, I ain't offended.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. You got somebody that can cook them? I say, let them cook them. I'll pay them to cook them. I just did that for Jared. But I'll pay them to cook them. I ain't trying to get on nobody's schedule and then the time you start cooking and everybody's like, can you get some chitlins? No, I ain't trying to get to that. Who told my, oh, we need 50 pounds. Now here he come. That's like when I took the food over there the other day. We were standing and there was a lady out there filling out some kind of paperwork. And Jessica came back and Jessica tasted the thing. Oh, this is so good. Oh, it smells so good. So she said, I'm just going to taste it. And she tasted a little bit. Me and James was back there and we was eating. The lady told me, and I was telling her, she said, you don't eat chicken? How long? I said, it's been probably 15, 20 years since I've been eating chicken. And she's like, what? She said, ooh, I think I'd die if I couldn't eat chicken. I said, I know, I thought that too. She said, I can't even imagine that. I said, well, I couldn't either. But God, if he tell you about something and you agree, you will not longer. You won't want it. It just, I can't explain it to you. Chicken don't even cross my mind. Whew, she said, I can't think about that. I can't think about it. And the lady said, y'all talking about chicken? I love chicken. And so Jessica said, you want to taste it? And, oh, there's some good chicken pan pie. So she came out there and she said, oh, my God, this smells good. So then she tasted. Then her son called. She said, you want some chicken pan pie? I said, wait. I said, no, this is their lunch. And I hate to say it, and I felt bad afterward because, see, they was out there working. If he came in, everybody's going to come in. I'm like, no. And then Lindsay wasn't there either. And I told Jessica, I said, mm-mm. Y'all make sure that this thing stay here for Lindsay. Oh, okay then. And she get ready to pass out chicken pan pie. No, that ain't the way this thing go. Thank you. You want some chicken pan pie? They out there working. They got there was a company out there doing some work. I think they cleaned the windows and went. I'm like, Lord, I felt bad, but I'm like, no, that's not, you know, because if they come in and give one, you got to give them all. When I got ready to go out the door, I told Lindsay, I said, okay, make sure. I mean, Jessica said, make sure that stuff is in there, the food is in there for Lindsay when she comes back, and she. And I looked at her and went like across my mouth like, don't be offering it to everybody. She said, okay. Because she's such a friendly thing. Lindsay texts me. She said, oh, my God, I tell you. She said, I give you the, you'll win the chicken pan pie and the peach cobbler award any day of the week. I give you the award. She hasn't in about 3 or 4 years, you know, because of the pandemic, we stopped.
Right.
She said I was at, she managed two places. She managed something called, something else that she managed. The Lofts or something like that. She managed another group, and it's owned by this company that bought this company. So she a dual manager. So she was over there. It wasn't a loft. It was something else she was managing up. And so she said, but I'll be back. She came over for lunch. She was like, oh, my God. I was like, this stuff is delicious. Yeah. I had to call the security last night about the darn dog.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. And see, he's been barking, and I haven't been saying anything. I said, I'll just plow through it. Just to say they was leaving. But they let that dog bark all night. 1 o'clock, I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm in here doing what I do. He barking, barking, barking. They're barking, barking, barking. So I know they ain't there, because if they're there, he wouldn't be barking. So I called security. I said, I need you to notate this and give this to them tomorrow. Because this is crazy.
My Lord.
They're just doing it. They just do stuff. They ain't paying attention. They're mad. And she said, well, I know they're doing it out of spite. I said, yeah. It seemed like sometimes they just put them on the outside of the door and close the door and let them stand out there and bark. That's how loud it be sometimes.
But what are you supposed to be? What are you supposed to be late?
I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. They're going to mess around. I'm going to be out of here. It's going to be my ticket out.
Did you say some property that Jared found in Rule Hall?
Wait a minute. Okay. Jared sent me some stuff, but what when we do the restrictions, that eliminates a lot of the properties. And that's what I tell them. It's not just looking at that. We have to pull up thing to see what you can do and what you cannot do. Because he thinks that, oh, no, no, this is good property. I said, no. But you got to do the research on it. Okay. And so you said that we have to do the research, and then I tell you can't build a prefab home or, you know, it's in a neighborhood. You can't do this and you can't do that.
Yeah.
And so that's the part. You can find land. Mm-hmm. But if you – and see, a lot of people – and James said, he said, I'm learning a lot from you in this land search. I told him, I said, I've been through this before when we bought the land in Clemens. And the thing about the land is that if you just go out there and buy some land and you don't know what you can and don't do your due diligence, then you get stuck with the land and you can't sell it.
Right.
And a lot of people got land they bought, and then they realized they couldn't do what they want to do with it. And now they're trying to sell it, hoping somebody else will just jump on it and buy it.
Right.
So I made up my mind. It's going to have clear land on it. It's going to have water and sewer. I'm not going with no septic tank for what I want. I need to have water and sewer. And I need to be able to do for them to build the type of house they want on it and to be able to do what I need to do on it. So those are the restrictions. Now, if they don't want to build the house on it, then I could probably look for some other stuff, but I got to consider what they want to do too.
Yeah, I think he really wants to be a whole hall or something, so that's what I was asking.
Well, yeah, well, you know, well, they can buy a separate piece of land.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to buy with me now. I just tell them if he want to come, but what I'm doing is not mandatory that anybody go with me or anybody sign with me.
I don't want you to be out there by yourself, though. That's the only thing, you know. If possible, it'd be great.
But I'm trying to find something in Rural Hall. You get in there and look, you know.
Well, I'm just asking because I thought about it. If they did put a house out in Davie County, that means the kids, if they have kids, they got to go to Davie County schools, and we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the main things.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna. I looked at that property, and when I did, I came back and did some stuff, and they sent me the perk.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I was waiting on. It's a nice piece of property. But when they sent me the perk, there's a creek right down the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at it, they perked the left side, and it's perked over in that corner, and then they positioned a place where you could build your house. But then what happened to all the land on the other side? You see what I'm saying? You can't do nothing with it because of... they ain't showing me that can be perked. And like I told James, a lot can be perked here and the one beside it cannot be perked. And so until they can tell me that, so I sent them another piece I'm going to look at on Monday and because I'm trying to stay in Forsyth County. But Rural Hall and all that is good. If we can find something in Rural Hall, I tell him to look. But I said, you get excited. Say, well, this right here, you know. I said, but Jared, you got to have the restrict. You got to look at the restrictions. So I explained that to him. I say, you know, because if you go in, and I don't want to be in a neighborhood where people already got their houses. I don't want traffic going through their neighborhood, you know. Every Saturday morning or whenever we have something, cars just coming through. I want it off our main road that people can just come and go and that's it. So those are the things that we need to have. And it's there. I was up to like 1 o'clock last night, so I used my time looking at land. Now I found this company that give you guaranteed rate for financing, and this is the person right here. So the Lord showed it to me because I was telling him, I said, I keep seeing what it's saying. If it's this amount here, this is will be your payment. I said, I need to find that company. And it just hit me while I was looking this morning. So I'm looking now. Mm-hmm. And James, when I said it to him, he'll find the code for me. Mm-hmm. And then when he find the code, then I go in and I look at the code and see if it'll do. And when I send him here, it's got 12 acres and it's got clear land and wooded land, and it's got a wet area too, and we can just dig that out to make my pond that I want, because it's already a watered area. That look like it's got creeks up in there or something. So we're going to check that out on Monday. But it's in Forsyth County. I have to find out what direction, map and location. But yeah, he gets excited. Tell myself, it's more than just going buying a house. This one is off of Laurie Mill Creek Road. You know Laurie Mill?
Never heard of
it. It was Reedsville Road. You ever heard of Reedsville Road?
Mm-hmm. I heard of Reedsville Rockstar Place.
I'm just looking at where it is. Okay, you got Walkertown, Guthrie Road on one side.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I know Reedsville. Mm-hmm.
So this land is right in that area.
Okay.
Carolina Driving School is over there. I'm just looking at the map. It's right in there. It's off of Walkertown, Guthrie Road. I think that's... It's got two little arrows. Let's see what the satellites say. Okay. Yeah. It's, those are your main roads, and it's in between Reedsville Road and Walkertown Guthrie Road. It's a nice looking piece of property. You see over there, it got a business, Carolina Driving School, you see, and then it got houses. So. Well, by the time they have children, they could have the second house. Be there. Yeah, the way they're going, it's going to be a moment.
All right.
Can't be buying nothing about them having children. Y'all ain't even married. Huh. So get yourself together, then talk to me about what you want to do. I'm trying to hint around. Look at here, what y'all doing? But, yeah, I'm just kind of scouting around, as they can say, scouting around. I got this guy with this lender people, I'm going to call them. I like the way they list their stuff. I'll tell you how much it's going to be. They just dropped $25,000 off of this particular property. See, what's happening is in the winter, they trying to, you know, ain't nothing moving.
Uh-huh.
So they drop prices. So it was updated 5 days ago. Price reduction.
Yeah.
But I'll keep that in mind about Davie, because I ain't never really want to live in Davie County anyway. It's always a safe girl. They had a couple pieces out in Clemens, but They want the kids to go where?
Well, I mean, he was just saying Rural Hall and, you know, Hawktown area.
Mm-hmm. And he liked Clemens.
Yeah, he liked Clemens. I just want to do shit. Just know there's not a lot of land out there.
Not expensive land.
Not inexpensive land. It's a high land.
This is off of 158. So 158 is over there near y'all. Yeah, 158. County, Forsyth County. Yeah, I like to stay in Forsyth County. It's public.
No, gate is not over here in your eyes.
Where is that at?
153. I think Mark, what's that street where they live off of? Is that turn of the 158 going into, like you're going, it's in Walkertown, that you go all the way out, that turns into 158.
Okay. Well, we're going to check it out. Nope. I told James, I said, well, we don't have to. It says schools that is close to is Cash Elementary, East Forsyth Middle and High School.
Yeah, no, that would make sense. Not great school for like you said, you can't buy what you're trying to do based off him. I would prefer if they went with you, but if they can't go with you, then it just can't go.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't want you to be out somewhere, you know, by yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that they could go there, and then by that time we'd be done made some money. And they can buy them a house someplace else. Y'all wasn't over where you was when they was born.
Yeah, but they're so late getting started with everything. Whatever they do, they need something about they're going to start the family in.
Well, I you know, like I said, if they can, good. If they can't, I understand.
Yeah. Because I was telling him, you probably just need to go and try to find a house now. Find a house. You know, that's what you want to do, and find your house with you about an acre of land, you know, like dog food.
Yeah. Yeah. If I bought this for $125 with this company, the estimated cost is $737 a month.
Oh.
Yep. 30-year fix. Pay it off earlier. So that's seven something for 125. Let's see if we went up. See what it would do. Calculate up. So if I bought something for $199, that's $1,155.
How much is it saying you gotta put down?
This one's $39,800. But at least I know I can be within 125. If I went to something like, it's got the little calculating rate thing here. So if I went here to, see if I come to $99. I'd have to put $19,800 down and $590 a month. Yeah, this gonna be my company enough to do my finances. I said, Lord, I need you to show me who we're financing it with for short term. Yeah, this is my company right here. They do the land. They should get pre-qualified. So I'm gonna talk. I call them, but they are not open until Monday. So, but anyway, that gave me it gives me stuff to look at what your monthly payment will be. God forbid, this is 7.6 interest rate. Interest rate supposed to be coming down.
Yeah, they 6.9 now.
Yeah. Well, let me put a 6.9 in here and see what it says. No, you ain't changing that interest rate, bro.
It won't exchange.
I don't think it. Let's see. Oh, yeah, it did let me change. Still the same amount down, less than $100 a month, $1,079 if I did $199. Yep. All right, while we cooking with something. Well, can you get me some food? So can I cook with me some food?
Yeah, I'm getting kind of for myself. I don't know what I'm gonna eat.
I spoke to fella. Trying to see if I can get this thing back the way it was. Okay, there we go. Okay. Because I got number 7.60. Okay. $25,000. I was telling them about Minister Audrey and the oils, and he said he had just bought some sap leaves to boil for tea. And I told him, I said, you can boil it and you can get so much from the leaves, but you can get the oil that it's like the blood of the plant. And it's so much stronger. You'll need but a drop of that stuff. So he said, yeah, I'd be glad to talk to her. I said, yeah. She had cancer. Her parents died. And they took chemo. And she told him, I'm not going to take chemo because it didn't work for them. And I'm not going to do it. I think I told you, right? Yeah, my grandmother worked for this doctor. So I let Ms. Doretha. And the doctor said, you tell her to call me. He told her to come by. And can you give me 90 days? She said, yeah. And that changed her life. Uh-huh. And all he did was show her. He showed what oils to be put on these oils. And she'd been preaching. And that's her ministry. Been doing it for 35 years. Just turned 66. Looking like she's 40. Because it cleans out stuff and gives the body the nourishment. And I told her when I was talking to her, I said, the Lord showed me we came from the earth. That's why everything from the earth is our medicine. If it don't have a root on it, then you don't need to eat it. Because the plants that's come, it's not that it's going to kill you to eat it, but you got to have so much stuff in your body that comes from roots, from the earth. And that makes sense. Said you the dirt of the earth, the salt of the earth. And then what they try to tell you, don't have no salt in your body. How you not going to have salt in your body when you the salt of the earth? Your body requires so much salt.
Yeah, who said don't have no salt in your body?
You know, your doctors be telling you, you got to cut back. Don't eat no salt. And
well, you cut back, but you still got to have some sodium in your body.
Yeah. But you know how they try to tell you, but I can't have no salt. Old people, I can't have no salt. Well, you'll dry up.
They can't put salt on their food because it's already got salt in it. They eat stuff already got salt, and then they add salt.
But I know what it really means, but I'm saying old people, they be like, well, the doctor tell me don't eat no salt, so I ain't going to have no salt. Don't put no salt in my food now, you know, and they don't realize you got to have salt. And, you know, and there is a certain amount of salt in whatever you're eating, depending on what it is, because if you're eating just meat, you ain't getting a whole bunch of sodium. So.
Yeah, you probably are, because they use meat salt to preserve the meat.
Half the meat you get ain't got no salt preservative on it. That's back in the day when we used to do the hams and stuff and use sugar, put sugar or salt on them, keep them from decaying.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you go to the place and get a steak, it ain't got no salt on it, boo. It ain't been reserved. It's fresh meat just cut and put in there. Ain't not reserving that. But I'm just saying, it's just that the Lord just showed me, he said, I told you, your medicine are the plants. Duh. It's like we just doing all kind of stuff, running to the doctor and running. And I'm telling you, I've been on the ones that I got from her when I went down to Orlando. And I have seen a lot of difference in my body. I've seen, and I just drank it. You just put it in a couple drops in your water. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you tell her what you're going through, she'll tell you which ones you need. And then you just take your couple drops of each one and put it in your bottle of water, and you just drink it. So I just put them in my water and drink it. Sometimes I make up my own little concoctions. I put two or three, you know, like that clove is strong, boy. And clove is good for you, but you don't need but a little drop. You put your tongue on the thing with the clove, that's all you need. You ain't got to get a drop. This stuff is potent. Dr. Bell likes the orange. She said that thing gives her energy. Woo. And then that was mine. She didn't buy any at the time. And they gave us some samples in the bag. And, and after I bought a little kit and I had the orange, I said, okay, you can have one of mine. I didn't know which one I wanted to give. I said, you can have one of mine. Okay, let me see if I want to give it a lemon, if I want to give it an orange. Let me see. So I gave it an orange. And doggone it, when she did the orange, she was like, oh, my God. So I said, well, let me try the orange. And I wanted the orange back. Because it does. It just, it see what these things do? They feed your cells. These oils, it goes directly to your cells because it's liquid. And I'm telling, she was boasting. So she, and then when I got my kit that I ordered, I didn't get an orange. I got citrus, you know, a mixture of fruits, but I didn't get my orange. So, yeah, different ones. And she taught it for years at Bill Winston's church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's that's where she went to church, Bill. I didn't say nothing to her, and I'm not going to say anything to her, but I remember meeting her.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while because I kept saying, where do I know her from? Where do I know her from? And I met her at Bill Winston's church. Dr. Bailey introduced me to her. And I think she was teaching a class then, but I ain't going to mention Dr. Bailey's name.
Uh-huh.
You got nothing to do with it. I ain't going to say nothing. She kept saying, you know, it just seems like I've seen you before. And I was like, yeah, okay. I ain't even mentioning her name. But I don't think she go there anymore. She said, I used to go to a church and make a church. But I knew she's talking, you know. I knew, she told me she was at Bill Winston's church. And she taught those classes there. I need something too. I'll probably go fix me some grits and eat
the salad. Was it good?
Oh, the salad was good. Mm-hmm. I was so big, I couldn't eat all of it.
Yeah.
I split that salmon, ate half of it. And then I had, I had my onion rings.
Mm-hmm.
Onion rings was good too. So. And right now I'm drinking I'm drinking peppermint and lemon water.
Yesterday must have been pajama day at all the schools in the area because we at the mall when I was waiting on you. There's a lot of kids with their parents, and every last one of them had on pajamas. Well, I dare all the kids in the mall with pajamas on.
Mm. I don't know what it is about them pajamas. They love pajamas, but they want to wear pajamas out in the street.
They all had them on yesterday. I said, oh, it must be a pajama day at every school in Forsyth County. And then I was watching them Santa Claus. People bring their children to Santa Claus. That was entertaining, child. Them children screaming and hollering and scared. And Lord, it was funny.
No, I don't want to go. No, no, no.
Mm-mm-mm. And one of them, Mama forced her into Santa Claus' lap. Mm. Oh, she took off. Oh, my gosh. That was...
Why would you do that now?
They
wanted the
screaming
pictures,
so they had such a laugh
inside. Yeah, but
that's devastating to the child. She's scared of him. Mm-hmm. And even the mama sat down, because they had like a little stool beside Santa Claus, so if the children didn't want to sit with Santa Claus, the parent could sit on the stool beside Santa Claus and they would take the picture that way. So some of them sat on the stool, and she didn't even want to sit beside Santa Claus, and her mama laughed at them on the stool.
Hold one second. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Good, how are you?
I'm good.
I had a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I EOS in like 5 months, but I have to give up. I don't have nowhere to go when I get out. I was wondering if you knew of any funding or help for when I get out, but, you know, like maybe they could help me get a place. I have to give an address in 2 months to classification. I just don't know what to do.
Okay. No, I don't know anybody that can help you. groups that can help you. The church that you attend, they may be able to help you. But usually the guy, Daniel, is the one that have places that you could stay. I thought I gave you that address. Gave you his
Miss Hansford gave it to me.
Huh?
Miss Hansford gave me the number.
Yeah, talk to him to find out if he, you know, let him know when you're coming out. But
okay.
I'll think about it. I know I don't know anybody that can help with assistance, but if you talk to the people at the church, they may be able to help you as
yes,
well. And then I'll think about it. I'm on the middle of a call right now, but I just want to make sure you're okay. And then we'll
yes,
talk about it next week, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to make sure the same stuff. Yeah, it's one of the students. Not yeah, at the prison, she said she's trying to figure out how she can get a place and who could help her. Right. We'll talk about that next week, boo. Right now. Let me hang this up and then I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to hang that up because I get to talking.
Yeah.
And I might not be hung up. I understand. I wish we did have connections for people that could help them. And it might be, but I thought I'd check with the church that she goes to. She goes to this church every
Thank you. Now, Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was just saying, you can't see her holding up her hand.
for what we were doing. I didn't know something else was going to jump off. It's not like, you know, the whole thing dropped off. I didn't know what was going on. So I thought I should well, I don't care. No. I guess you showed these people not going to pay what they get for service. You got to worry about me. Well, the last year I thought it was definitely something else. Cutting off my dress. And then I watch it. And then I gotta go over here too. That's why I put something in. Once they put something in, it's in your mouth. You know how pearl is the same. You know, I can't talk to crazy people.
And so I thought I should know something different. I had to be born with people. Yeah, bless you. You know, I would say.
come on this floor. Somebody go down. And they have to find your chest room. They got the rules for them. They got the rules for it. Your dad don't say it, you let it do. You know what I'm talking about. You got to take your flu shot before you come. Why? She took a blue shot. There's a picture with the thing on her arm while on Fair Friday. Thank you for Friday. Now, Mama, now one thing that you don't do, we will not be stacking outside. They're going to fall all the rules and regulations. You've got to stay with you. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.